This week, we ponder important topics such as why isn't there an adult Easter egg hunt, and how often do Pens fans wear their holiday-specific jerseys? Coming up on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club podcast. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of March 24th. I'm Sarah Kovash. I'm a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry to miss last week. I was off gallivanting in D.C.
How was it?
Our nation's capital. It was good. I had a lot of food and a lot of drink to the point where now I don't want to drink this week, although I probably will at some point. But
what was the best thing you ate?
I went to, it's called Pearl Dive Oyster Bar, I think, and it's right in Logan Circle, and it was delish. I love me some oysters. And so we had oysters, and there's this fabled, so I had it once and I haven't had it again, but there's an oyster that tastes like a cucumber. Have you ever had it?
I've actually never had any oysters before.
What?
Well, I have, without going into too much detail, I have a small clam allergy.
Okay.
And I haven't eaten any other similar products because I'm a little fearful. So
that makes sense. So I will not fault you if you were to say these are slimy and weird looking. So I don't know. I would fault you, but not for potentially going into the hospital for them. But yeah. Oysters are delish. So there's a cucumber flavored oyster that's amazing. And it was a really, really delicious meal. And I had sea bass and this great curry sauce. It was really good. And had a lot of cocktails. And I mean, it was St. Patrick's Day. So had some beer, not green beer.
No green beer?
Did you have green beer?
Actually, I did have a beer on St. Patty's Day, but it was not green. We actually went to the hockey game, so we had like the tall boys.
Did they do anything special for St. Patrick?
Not really. I saw a lot of people wearing green jerseys and thought I really wanted one, and then realized that it was just the.
Do they make green jerseys just for St. Patrick's Day, or
they must? They had I would
penguins
assume so.
green.
Yeah,
penguins green.
Yeah, they were green, and they had little pieces on them that were plaid also.
Oh my god!
That I think were for St.
Like,
Patty's Day.
How do people think? Number one, they're expensive. So how do people think? Okay, let's make this St. Patty's Day jersey, and I'm gonna go and buy it before St. Patrick's Day and wear it on the St. Patrick's Day game.
I mean, there's a lot of people in Pittsburgh that really embrace their Irish heritage. Okay. So I don't know, maybe they just keep it.
I mean, I guess I can't hate because I plan out my outfits daily. So
yeah,
whatevs. Go and wear your Scottish Pride sports team apparel.
Irish pride.
Well, yes.
Or whatever your pride is.
Yeah, whatever your pride is.
Irish for St. Patrick's Day.
Go and wear it. Yeah, so, and I took an Irish cooking class, which was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
So I know that there's a couple cooking schools around town, but there's not, I wouldn't say, in the city, a established kitchen, an open kitchen where you can gather with a group of friends and learn how to cook things. I know that there's Brainia's in South Hills, but
I didn't know they do cooking classes.
Yes. Yeah. But somewhere in the city, I think it's a fantastic idea to do. I know that they have the kitchen market at the Market Kitchen at
Market Square.
No.
Oh,
at
no.
The I'm Public sorry. Market, RIP.
I was thinking of Market Street Grocery.
Oh, yeah. But they don't have a kitchen. So someone needs to make a cooking school in Pittsburgh because it's really fun.
I'd be down.
And I've done them in various cities, and it's more fun. I grumble about it because I don't like to cook, but then when I'm there and you're cooking with friends, it's a lot of fun. Plus, wine doesn't hurt.
No, that always helps.
Yeah, so it's a good time, but I'm glad to be back in the burg. I feel like I had FOMO because I was missing out on a lot of cool things going on in the city last weekend with St. Patrick's Day, but have no fear. We have a lot going on, and
yeah.
No matter whether Pittsburgh stops for me or not, it really won't stop. So no. That's what I realized.
If it makes you feel better, I did almost nothing this weekend. So
maybe like a little bit better other than drink some beer and go.
Although I did hang out with your cats without you.
I know. Well, I enjoy that. We are very thankful for that. So first off, we have our friends at Wiggle Whiskey are releasing their dark roast malt, which sounds incredible.
This.
I actually was on Pittsburgh Today Live yesterday, and they were promoting it. And I was setting up for my segment, and there was this dude playing bagpipes at 8:30 a.m.
And it's never too early for bagpipes.
In a kilt. I know. He was really good. And he was featured because he's going to be playing at this Wiggle party. It's $12 on Friday from 6 to 9. And what's cool is you'll obviously be able to try the dark roast, but you're also going to be doing a whiskey tasting with my boy, Courtney Buchanan, who actually went to my high school, which I love those little connections. So he's the bartender at Butcher and the Rye, and he will be down there doing different whiskey tastings. And they'll also have a Connect Four tournament, which sounds really fun.
That's old school.
And you can win a bottle of whiskey if you win it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It's awesome.
Have you tried the new one?
Did you try
it on PTL?
Oh, I thought you meant Connect Four. I was like, no. There's a new Connect Four game I'm missing out on.
Unfortunately, I'm not that up to speed on board games.
I did not. 9 a.m. was a little too early. Even Justin Severino was on doing a plating a dish for the art of food plating. And I saw Victoria from Table Magazine, and she was like scarfing down on the salmon pate after the segment. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I like smoked salmon on a bagel for breakfast, but I don't know. I was just thinking it was a little too early. But it's Justin Severino, so
I was gonna
probably
say,
delicious.
Good food right there for you. You got to take it while you can get it.
Yeah, it's very true. So what's going on Pittsburgh Today Live yesterday as well. So tune in next week. I want to mention a bonus event on Wiggle Whiskey while I'm talking about it, is that the big talk of the town is Millie's Homemade Ice Cream has just opened on Highland Avenue in the Shadyside region.
I think I did hear about that, but I've not had their ice cream.
It is in the old Oh Yeah Ice Cream Shop, which was one of the weirdest businesses in the Pittsburgh area.
Did you ever use their bathroom?
I don't. Maybe.
They had a one-way mirror for the door to the bathroom, so you couldn't see into the bathroom. It was just a single-person bathroom that was, you know, faced basically the ice cream counter. So if you went in there and used it, you could look out and see everybody.
That'd be kind of cool if they kept it, because that's funny.
Yeah. It was a little – I went in there once because somebody had told me about it, and I wanted to see it, and it was a little unsettling but kind of funny.
There was a time when they went crazy or something and posted on Facebook about aliens taking over. I don't know. It was weird. There was a lot going on at one point, but they closed. And Millie's is taking over. Yeah, they did have good ice cream, but Millie's, I think, might be even better. I've had the coconut sorbet, and it tasted like no other coconut sorbet I've ever had.
Do they have mint chocolate chip?
I'm sure they have some version.
That's my favorite.
And they have ice cream sandwiches. I mean, this is kind of the ice cream talk of the town. I mean, Antony's ice cream is my jam.
I know you love Antony's.
I do, which is now open, and that is right in, I think it's off of Noblestown Road. I want to say it's the Crafton area of town.
Yeah, that's
West End.
Yeah.
It's like right off the Green Tree exit, though. As soon as you take the Green Tree exit, you make a left, make a right, and you're there. And Antony's is my jam.
Or is that Noble Manor?
Noblestown Road. Or you're talking about the area of town?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It might be called Noble Manor.
Oh.
I just know it's near
Eggs and That?
Yeah. It's near Eggs and That and Eggs R Us. Eggs R Us.
Oh, yeah. Eggs R Us.
And Wiggy's, which is across the street, also a couple doors down from Eggs R Us, which is, I think, some of the best wings in town.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot. You can get wings. You can get eggs. Or
top
eggs
it off with some
and
ice
then
cream.
Wings and an ice cream. But Also, if you're in the East End, we have Millie's. So Millie's is going to be doing an event with Wiggle Whiskey where they'll be pairing Wiggle Whiskey and ice cream, which sounds magical. I'm going to be honest.
I've had ice cream beer floats that were amazing. I don't know if I've had an ice cream whiskey float.
I've had beer ice cream before.
Oh.
From Sharp Edge. Sharp Edge made it. I don't know what they did with it because it was pretty brilliant. And it was actually tasted awesome. I was incredibly surprised, pleasantly surprised, I would say. But I went, so they're doing this perfect pairs, whiskey and ice cream, and they're going to be talking about the pairing of both. And I went to check out the tickets. It's free, Sarah. Like, this is crazy.
I'll be there.
I know. So many free things.
You've said all my favorite words, ice cream, whiskey, free.
I know. So that's the great thing about Wiggle is they do a lot of events, but they do a lot of free events too. So you can check that out next Wednesday. That's a bonus for all Yin's guys listening.
It's a little midweek pick-me-up.
Yeah. And then we are heading into the weekend. So I know it's Easter weekend, and a lot of people are going to be with their lovely families. But to kick off Easter at the tech shop, they're doing a paint chocolate Easter eggs.
That sounds amazing.
I know. It sounds pretty amazing.
And I feel like they use truly every medium over there.
I mean, they're pretty brilliant. I'm not going to lie. I think it's such a great organization. And why not?
Yeah. The pictures that they have of the eggs on the event page look really cool.
Yeah. They have a chocolate molding area. It's something I can't even describe because obviously I don't do that kind of stuff, but so cool.
Do you think they made the chocolate molds with 3D printers?
It says a mold, create a custom chocolate mold using the vacuum former. I don't even know what that is.
I think that's probably different than a 3D printer, but
yeah, it sounds pretty awesome. So I think that this is going to be obviously a good event and a tasty event. And it says around $18 to $22. And obviously you'll be able to take home your chocolate mold and a hand-painted chocolate egg, which is incredible. So you can head there during the afternoon on Saturday. And then if you want to get a dance party in before you have to hang out with your family.
Your pre-Easter dinner calories.
Yes. In Bed by 10 Dance Party is doing their March party at Spirit Lodge. And they play the jams. I'm not going to lie. It's a really fun evening. So it's 6 to 9, so obviously you can be in bed by 10 or go to your next venue, and it's $5, which, you know, is not bad at all. And no. It benefits Tree Pittsburgh. They always have it benefiting something. So I
feel like we've talked about them a lot, but I just love so much that I am a sleepy gal who goes to bed early, and I just love so much that I can go to a dance party.
Yeah.
And go to bed early.
It's not a bad thing. I know I was just talking to a friend about making a party. Oh, because my birthday is coming up. And I was trying to decide whether I wanted to make it an 8 or 9 start time to go and meet out. And I thought about how I can sometimes say, like, oh, I have to wait till 9 to go out. So I made it at 8. But
I thought you were going to say you can be out at 10 and be like, I have to still stay out. That's how I feel sometimes.
Oh. Well, I'm going to let that be an option for people if they want to go home, but
I'll stay up for you.
Okay, good. So the other thing going on Saturday for our family-friendly audience is a Hoppy Easter Egg Hunt. And I'm not going to lie, you know what they should do?
What?
Which I don't know if anyone is doing this, but they should do an adult Easter egg hunt.
I was just thinking, is it wrong if I want to go to that and right. I don't have children or children to?
I mean, it's a little weird, so they need to create an adult one.
Yeah.
Somewhere in a park and make it like really hard.
Put like money in it or really hard to find them.
I was just thinking candy, but
I like candy almost as much. So
yeah, this needs to happen. Maybe it's something we'll create from Yelp, because that's also the thing about Yelp is I can create any event I want. So maybe we'll do an Easter egg hunt next year.
There you go.
But if you have children, don't go as an adult. It might be a little weird. But if you have children at Shenley Park from 1 to 4 at the Visitor Center, they're going to be doing an Easter egg hunt. And they're going to have the bunny there, which I have to admit, talk about creepy. Those small Easter bunnies freak me out more than the Santas, I think.
Yeah. I think for children as well, oftentimes.
Yeah, because they're always screaming. But I think it's really fun and certainly something cool to do in the city. So
yeah,
get your hoppy time in, or just have a hoppy beer if you can't participate in the egg hunt.
That's because what I'll be doing. Yeah. Longing for an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. So, you know, still some great things going on for the Easter holiday, and hopefully anyone who's celebrating will enjoy the time with their friends and family. And if you are not celebrating Easter,
enjoy the weekend it's going to be beautiful this weekend.
Yay, finally.
Maybe you can hang out in Schenley Park and go for a bike ride.
Yeah, and see all the crazies running around trying to get Easter eggs. So
yeah.
Enjoy your weekend. Happy Easter. Happy weekend.
Happy 60, 70 degree weather.
Yeah, awesome.
Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.